The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. And welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and today we have a very, very important show for you. And Dr. Slavin, I'll let you introduce our special guest. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Before I do that, I just want to remind everybody there's that breast cancer prevention seminar. It's an online seminar, and it's free. And we posted the link on the website naturaldocradio.com. So if you go to that website and scroll down on the lower left corner of the page, you'll be able to click on that and get the information you need to be able to tune into that. And our guest today is Dr. Alexander Mastavoy. Dr. Mastavoy, I'm going to call you the producer of the free breast cancer prevention seminar. Would that be fair to say?
It would be. Thank you. And I wouldn't call myself a producer, but a co-creator.
Co-creator, okay.
And just a small correction. It's not a seminar. It's a full-fledged five-day conference. It's a virtual conference.
All right.
And people can go to the website, Dr. Slavin, and sign up to be a virtual attendee.
That's correct.
Well, give me an idea how this works. So people will be able to go online. This is a live, well, it's
basically, if anyone is interested, and I think most folks who are listening have been, if not personally touched by breast cancer, practically every family in America has been touched by breast cancer. And I decided to do something about this a long time ago because just this year alone, in 2016, 250,000 women in America are going to be diagnosed with breast cancer. I strongly believe that in the majority of cases, breast cancer is a preventable disease. So if we can reduce that by two-thirds or half or a third, it doesn't really matter. I think that we're going to be on the way. I think that we have been confused and misdirected for many, many years, where women or people think of cancer, it's automatically their blood pressure goes up. It's almost like an instant diagnosis of death. And nothing could be further from the truth. As you know, most diseases are actually preventable, and cancer is no different. So people can join. They can go to breastcancerpreventionconference.com. It's a free conference. We have 18 incredible speakers. Dr. Slavin is one of them, based on his longstanding experience in the field as well. But we have experts in nutrition. We have experts in hormones, in psychoemotional health, in gastrointestinal health. So I decided to collect all this information and present this to people, to women specifically, that they can educate themselves, that breast cancer diagnosis, by the time we diagnose that, well, of course, it's too late. But the main focus of this conference is prevention, because really prevention is the key. We're searching for this elusive cure for how many, 40 years now? I don't think we're even getting anywhere closer. So to me, prevention is the cure.
Well, Dr. Mastavoy, on yesterday's program, I went through a report that said that cancer in general is 100% preventable. But that information is not getting out to the public. And this conference,
yeah,
will help the public understand what they have to do to reduce their risk. Now, give us a little more background about yourself as far as thermography goes. How long have you been doing that?
I actually started with thermography in 1999. So I always kind of joke about this, that I've been doing this. I came into this from another century. All kidding aside, I am a classically trained homeopathic physician and have been in practice for quite a long time. And then my best friend, who happens to be an OBGYN, he's been in practice for over 43 years now, Dr. Alvin Petal. We happen to have offices in the same building. One day he comes in and says, "Alex, you got to look into this. This is an incredible technology. This is something that I remember when I went to school in late 60s to medical school here in Toronto. We used to play with this technology, and then somehow, I don't know what happened, but it's no longer in use." So I really said, you know what? I'm not into gimmicks. It sounds gimmicky to me. But then something prompted me, and I decided to look into this, and the rest, as they say, is history. The more I looked into it, the more I realized the potential of this technology. First of all, it's non-invasive. There is absolutely no radiation. There is no compression. There is no contact. We use an infrared camera that detects heat. In other words, you stand in front of the camera detects heat, which naturally kind of occurs or emits from the surface of your body. And based on a long process of analysis and evaluation, based on these heat patterns, we can tell who is at risk and who is not at risk. So the way thermography works, it basically looks at the very, very early stages of what potentially could become cancer. You see, cancer is not going to grow unless there is a blood supply. As everyone knows, we do have small colonies of cancer cells floating all around our body, but they're really not life-threatening. The only time they become life-threatening is when they attach to a major blood supply, and that blood supply is going to emit extra heat, and that's where we can pick it up with thermography. So it's really not a diagnostic test. The only diagnostic test for breast cancer or any kind of cancer is going to be a biopsy. But because it deals with very, very early stage, it tells us what is about to happen, rather than structural tests like MRI, mammography, and ultrasound that tell us what already happened, right? So, and as everyone knows, mammography is being kind of over-evaluated or oversold as an early detection test. Well, it's a very, very far stretch from reality, because it generally takes up to a decade for a woman to be detected with mammography, a lesion to be detected. So to say 8, 9, or 10 years is early detection is really being a little disconnected from reality. So it's not about what's better or what's worse, what's more appropriate. And that's what really got me started with thermography, because we don't necessarily just use this for breast health. You can use it for any kind of inflammation. You can use it for dental cranial work, where a lot of infections occur in the mouth or in the oral orifice as well. Arthritic conditions, as I said, all sorts of inflammatory conditions will show up very, very well with thermography.
You know, my background with thermography actually, I started using it in the 1980s, and back then, this was before we had the sophisticated technology that we have today, which really is light years ahead of what it was back then. And you probably remember, we would use a thermal film that we would put over the patient.
Yeah.
And give it time, so that it would be touching the patient, and then it would reflect the temperatures that it's coming in contact with, and then you would take a picture of that. But today's thermography is light years ahead of that.
So all of this is actually based on ancient Greek technology where they would cover the patient in mud and watch what parts of the body dried more quickly.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this
up. A little primitive.
Actually, considering that it was done 2,500 years ago, I wouldn't call it primitive. I think it was quite advanced in terms of understanding of inflammation and the role that inflammation plays in people's health. And Hippocrates, being the father of, many different kind of medical systems, has been using exactly what you just described. Today, you have to go to all sorts of very, very fancy spas where they do the same thing, only charge you an arm and a leg, and it really has nothing to do with detection of inflammation.
So I wanted to get back to the conference that's coming up May 15th through the 20th.
Right.
Is it on the internet at a specific time?
Right. So it's going to go live on May 15th. We haven't announced the schedule yet, but anyone who's going to register will definitely receive their schedule. We're still working trying to fine tune what themes we're going to present each and every day. I actually find it very difficult because we have such incredible content that I have to kind of juggle it. Do I do it day one, day two, day three? Anyway, but yeah, people will get an announcement. Most likely we'll start on May 15th at 10 a.m. in the morning Eastern time. I don't want to say that 100%, but it's like 95% that we'll start because we may want to wait for some people on the West Coast to wake up. But the lectures and the interviews are going to be live there for 24 to 48 hours. So you don't have to wake up early in the morning. And then if you don't make it, you miss it. They will be there. And as long as you're registered, you have absolutely free access to that.
Dr. Mostovoy, is this conference appropriate for both healthcare consumers as well as healthcare practitioners?
Absolutely. Because, first of all, you know, as many conferences, medical conferences that I've attended, and I know almost everywhere I go, I run into Dr. Slavin as well, so he's also a junkie for education. You always learn something new. Generally, it's based on, it's geared towards consumers. That's true. But as I said, you know, sometimes you get one idea and it's worth going to a whole weekend conference and staying in a hotel for a whole week. You don't have to do this here. You can definitely do it from the comfort of your home. And I'm surprised actually how many all sorts of practitioners are interested in this information for different reasons, whether they want to pick up something new, whether they want to see how to communicate certain ideas to their own patients. And, you know, there's so many people that just want to be inspired, you know, because what we do and what we're presenting, even though to me it seems quite obvious and quite logical, but to many people, it's still called so-called alternative. There's nothing alternative about prevention. You know, it's absurd.
But Dr. Mostovoy, I don't know if you can hear that music in the background, but that's going to come on every 15 minutes.
And that music in the background means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We are joined by our special guest, Dr. Alex Mostovoy. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back with more.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauder Hill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit janetcimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And joining us today are very special guests, Dr. Alex Mostovoy. And we are talking about breast health and thermography. Dr. Slavin?
And before the break, Dr. Mostovoy was making a good point that anything that helps a patient prevent illness shouldn't be considered alternative medicine. Well, maybe it should be, because mainstream medicine does nothing about prevention. So it's an alternative to the disease model that mainstream medicine gives us. Get sick and we'll be able to treat you, as opposed to do the right tests and we'll be able to prevent the illness.
Certainly treat you as the patient with very questionable approaches. You're thinking about, you're being told that mammography is the best early detection, but indeed it is late detection, most likely after something has been developing for years, and you're exposing yourself to traumatic compression as well as radiation. So to have the option of thermography may be very eye-opening and certainly is very beneficial for our listeners.
And as Dr. Mostovoy alluded to, there's been a lot of disinformation disseminated about the benefits of mammography. And I tell patients all the time, and just the other day I was saying, isn't it interesting that they don't call it breast x-rays?
Isn't that interesting?
They call it mammograms. Sounds so much nicer, right?
How much intelligence does it take to evaluate the efficacy of x-raying soft tissue?
So, back to why we have Dr. Alexander Mostovoy. He's the
co-founder, the producer, the creator.
The creator, that's it. He's the creator of this Breast Cancer Prevention Conference, which is scheduled to begin on May 15th and continue through the 20th. And we want to alert as many people as we can so they can tune in and get the information. And just a reminder, if you go to naturaldocradio.com, we have a link so you can sign up and get access to that free conference on breast cancer prevention. It's a lot of information you're not going to hear from mainstream medicine. Remember, he said about 250,000 women, mostly women, men can get breast cancer too, in the United States alone will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. On average, I'm going to guess the cost of therapy is between at least 50 and 100,000. Do the arithmetic and you have the reason why nothing is changing, because when you have that much money being made in the current model, why change it? Because any change is going to be reducing the need for breast cancer treatment because we'll reduce the incidence of breast cancer if women only knew what they had to do.
Very unfortunate situation, but this is an opportunity for women to educate themselves about options.
Well, one last thing, and then we'll let Dr. Mastavoy speak again. But when they, and this has been reported, you can Google this for yourself, the efficacy of chemotherapy has been reported to be as much as 2 to 3%. In other words, that's the benefit derived by patients being treated with chemo, 2 to 3%. Above, not, you know, beyond not using it, which is really not much.
The conference that I attended 2 weeks ago, the evaluation of efficacy of chemotherapy with regard to longevity was shockingly slim. 4 days, 3 days with certain types of chemotherapy, and then juxtaposed with that information was the cost. But not reported was the cost in pain and suffering. So you're thinking that high technology has saving approaches ready for you should you be diagnosed with a disease. Here's an opportunity to prevent.
Exactly. Now, Dr. Mastavoy is coming to us from Toronto, Canada. Is healthcare different in Canada than it is in the United States, Dr. Mastavoy?
That's an interesting question. In principle, no, because we all go to the same kind of cathedral when it comes to medical education. It's the same pharmacological model, if I could use that way. It's not the way medicine is not practiced the way it used to be. It's not old-fashioned medicine. It's pharmacological model. So give me a symptom and I'll give you a pill. And of course, there is a pill for every ill. But, and this is something that I think, whether in Canada or in the United States, I think that most people are starting to realize and starting to wake up that they are truly responsible for their health. Their doctor is not responsible for their health. Certainly not their government that's responsible for their health. And certainly not the pharmaceutical industry. So, you know, just to kind of add to your conversation, breast cancer occurs not because of lack of some kind of medication, whether be it chemotherapy or because people are missing X-ray radiation. There are many. It's a multifactorial disease. And when we just concentrate on one thing called a tumor, well, I'd like to use an analogy of an iceberg. Maybe it's not something that you see quite often in South Florida, but here in Canada, you know, if you're lucky, you may kind of get a glimpse of them if you move up north. So 10% of an iceberg is actually above water, but 90% of an iceberg is below water. And I use the same analogy when it comes to breast cancer as well. What you see as a tumor is only 10% of an iceberg. If you're only going to address that and cut it out or burn it out or do whatever you want to do, have you really addressed the 90% of the cause of that tumor? And I guess the answer is quite obvious. So what I'm trying to do is to bring attention to the 90% so that we don't actually get the 10% that we see and then we have to deal with that. And the 90% really, as I said, it's a multifactorial disease. So, you know, to my mind, there is a huge connection between psycho-emotional health and cancer or any other disease. There's another huge component when it comes to nutrition. When it comes to hormone balance or imbalance, the whole of the endocrine system. Again, there is a huge connection between dental pathology or oral health and breast cancer as well. When it comes to viral overload or intestinal pathogens, electromagnetic frequency, you know, we're all inundated with Wi-Fi everywhere we go. We have cell phones, we have this, we have that. And we really don't know the effect of this new technology on our health. And actually, I've interviewed a world-renowned expert in the field, Dr. Magda Havas, who really consults to many government agencies around the world. And she has presented a very compelling argument between electromagnetic radiation and the cause of breast cancer as well. So, you know, we also have iatrogenic diseases, that diseases are caused by other medications that are affecting our immune system. Today, you know, most people, unfortunately, this is the first generation where they are not going to live longer than their parents. And that's sad, because we have all the information in the world and we're not using this. So never mind toxicity, of course, in our environment, you know, xenoestrogens, you know, I can just go on and on. And that's why, as I said, even though I wrote a book called Breast Cancer is a Preventable Disease, there's only so much you can put into a book, but definitely with 5 days of information, I believe we can make a huge difference. And this thing is going to spread. This, and I mean that in a nice way, not in the, in the way the cancer spreads. This thing, I hope, is going to go viral, again, in a positive way, that women can share this information with other women. And I want to empower them, because whether medicine in Canada or in the United States, it's all fear-based. You're going to get this, and we need to do that, and we know what we're doing. And you know, I just don't buy into that. I'm sorry. Even well-intentioned doctors don't know everything. And I think that the ability of a physician to prevent disease really tells us more how skillful this person is than the ability to treat disease. You know, in the old kind of Chinese system, thousands of years ago, Chinese doctors would not get paid if their patients were ill. They would only get paid if they kept their patients healthy. So I'm not proposing that American or Canadian doctors go to that system. It's laughable, but, you know, there's some truth to that as well.
I just want to highlight something you had said earlier about electromagnetic radiation exposure. We had a patient that used to keep her cell phone tucked into her bra, and that's exactly where the breast cancer started. I don't know, Janet, have you seen many women that do that?
I see, unfortunately, a lot of women who choose to hold their cell phones in their clothing and very often in their bras. They're just thinking that's very convenient. And whenever I think that they will listen to me, I say that isn't a really good place to hold the cell phone. And they say, there's nothing wrong. No. Well, indeed, there are electromagnetic frequencies that, yes, indeed, you don't want pressing up against your skin. It's so important for people to understand that they have access to a wide range of information that will help to protect their health. I hear that music playing again in the background. It's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We're speaking with our special guest, Dr. Alex Mostovoy, and we'll be back with more.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute, services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin and our very special guest, Dr. Alex Mostovoy. And just a reminder that coming up, beginning May 15th through the 20th, there will be 17 leading breast health and cancer prevention experts sharing their information on this exceptional breast cancer prevention global virtual conference. And you can go to naturaldocradio.com. You can go to drslavin.com to find out more. Dr. Slavin?
All right. And our guest today is Dr. Alexander Mostovoy, the creator of the free breast cancer prevention conference, as you just mentioned. It's an online conference, and it's free. You just have to sign up or register for it, and you'll get all the information you need to get all this information out.
Dr. Slavin, you're going to be one of the participants.
I understand.
Yes.
Yeah. Dr. Mostovoy, any other people that our listeners might be familiar with? Because I know I recognize a few of the names myself, like Dr. Gary Gordon.
Right. Dr. Gordon is there. Dr. Christiane Northrup, okay, who's a well-known, wonderful expert, full of all sorts of information, as well as very inspiring woman who has been around and literally started the movement for women's health years ago. Dr. Alvin Perel, Dr. David Hassey. We really have a lot of content. You know, I wanted to kind of tell your audience that worldwide statistically, again, this year we will have 1.8 million women who are going to be diagnosed with breast cancer. And 550,000 of them will die. So that's, let's say, roughly a little bit over 500,000. Just to put that into perspective, you remember 747 jumbo jets?
Yes.
They take about, give or take, about 550 passengers on board. So imagine every single day of the year, we have three of those jumbo jets crashing. No survivors. Would anyone be crazy enough to go to the airport and say, okay, I don't mind flying, you know, I think it's safe? And this is exactly what's going on. You know, this is how many breast cancer women die each and every day. About 1,500, they crash in those jumbo jets and die. And yet we continue doing what we have been doing for the past 40 years. So in the United States and Canada as well, we have 95% of healthcare dollars that goes towards treatment, and only 5% goes towards prevention and public health. Can you imagine if we would just double that from 5% to 10%, I guarantee you we would probably cut those rates in half. Well, because people need to understand that, you know, if we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, and we're getting the same results, how are we going to change that?
No, that's true. But down here in Florida, Dr. Massavoy, we're more concerned about the Zika virus.
You know, every year, you know, in Canada, we, you know, I laugh because every, especially in the winter, every year they bring in a new virus. I mean, I mean, they bring in a new virus. It's a big thing that the media takes over. I think they're running out of animals to call the viruses. We had the bird flu, we had the monkey, we had the pig flu or the swine flu. Every year there's something new. You know, and how many incidents do we have? And of course, it's unfortunate for those people. Do we have 20 people? Do we have 100 people that are affected by it? It's a non-issue, but it plays well in the media. And yet, when it comes to things like cancer, which is affecting every second man today in North America, every third woman is going to be dealing with cancer in North America. All we do is we sell pink ribbons and we sponsor people to these idiotic runs that are feeding the you know, this whole thing is just absurd. Do you realize that it's been created by AstraZeneca? The same pharmaceutical company that sells chemotherapy actually started the pink movement.
This same company, AstraZeneca, is a part of an umbrella corporation that actually manufactures carcinogenic chemicals. So there are chemicals put into the environment, and then one of the companies involved in that overall corporation then does make the chemotherapy approach.
I think, you know, with the internet these days, you could find out who are the sponsors of these, that's a good, groups, you know, the, or even the American Cancer Society, or you know, all these prevention groups, that so-called prevention groups, and you see behind it are all these drug companies, you know, just promoting their agenda in secret. And like you were saying, you know, all these people are, you know, running with their pink ribbons, giving money, raising money for the groups that are lining their own pockets, because they're not, as you mentioned, nothing has changed since Nixon declared his war on cancer back in the 70s.
We need to declare our own personal wars on cancer. And the war that we're going to fund would be choosing the correct health-supporting foods and understanding that our exposures to carcinogenic chemicals, those things that are in our water, chloramine as an example, the glyphosate that we talk so much about, a wide range of different chemicals that we're exposed to every day. And as we talk about the development of cancers in our bodies, we understand that it is multifactorial. We accept that. So the chemicals, the sugars, the artificial sweeteners, the exposure to heavy metals, and the list goes on. And during this conference that will be taking place May 15th through 20th, people are going to become informed about causative factors as well as the day-by-day choices that they can make that are going to prevent the development of illness, not just cancer, but development of illness across the board. Because when we start talking about it, it's inflammatory processes within our bodies that begin to literally explode, and that's a potential contributing factor.
In yesterday's program, we mentioned a report saying that cancer is a 100% preventable disease. And how did they come to that conclusion? They were looking at mummies. They were doing autopsies of mummies going back to ancient Egypt and ancient Greece, and they couldn't find cancer. You know, if they did find it, it was a very isolated instance of it, but by and large, cancer wasn't there. And they didn't buy into the notion that, well, they didn't have cancer because they didn't live long enough. They didn't, because they said, well, you didn't see cancer in young people either. It just wasn't there. So then what do you attribute it to? You have to attribute it to the environment, your lifestyle, your what you're eating. You know, that's what this conference, this free conference on breast cancer prevention, is going to make very apparent to everybody, all the ways that we inflict these diseases on ourselves, and all the steps you can take to reduce your risk of getting these diseases.
Dr. Slavin, you're talking about self-infliction with regard to these diseases. I think that self-infliction is certainly fueled by disinformation in mainstream media. And here is an opportunity from May 15th through May 20th to get the truth of how you can support your health and well-being.
Dr. Mastavoy, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably don't have any drug companies sponsoring the conference.
That's funny. You know, I'm glad you brought this up because, you know, statistically, 100 years ago in 1920, we had one in 91 women who had breast cancer. Today, it's 1 in 8, closer to 1 in 7. So the whole argument that cancer is a genetic disease is just blown out of water right now, because genetically we really didn't change that much in the past 100 years. So when celebrities choose to prophylactically have, and I use the term prophylactically, quote unquote, to have double mastectomies, and again, there is a media, frenzy with this information, again, fed by surgeons and, giving all sorts of disinformation that women with BRCA1 or BRCA2 genes, it's 60 to 80% that they will get cancer in their lifetime. You know, this is such a horrible, horrible way to scare women into, again, running out and chopping their breasts off. Nothing could be further from the truth. The same risk factors that affect generally people with cancer also affect whether or not those genes are going to be expressed. And by me, what I mean by expressed, we all have, it's a very complex actually world of genetics. We all have genes that will or may not express themselves and then kind of promote that disease process. But again, if you eat well, if you control or at least try to control your stress levels, if you get enough sleep, if you have all of that also affects genetic expression. So 60% of BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes or women with those genes that may express in their lifetime, well, sooner or later, we're all going to leave this world. Nobody's coming out of this game alive. But we want quality of life. And we want to live into our old age. And I'm glad you brought this up, that in the ancient world, cancer was really not existent. And now they say, well, you know, because people live longer. I don't buy into that at all. You know, it actually reminds me of a joke. This elderly gentleman comes to his doctor and he says, my right knee hurts. He says, sir, how old are you? He says, well, I'm 92. He says, well, what do you want? It's old age. He says, yeah, but my left knee is the same age and it doesn't hurt. So I want to empower women with information that they can take practical measures from this conference. And I know we're starting to hear the music, so I'm just going to lay off and say a little more after.
Okay, so you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and today our very special guest, Dr. Alex Mastavoy, and we'll be back with more.
Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, SpectraCell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access,
Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more. Or visit amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. Our special guest today, Dr. Alex Mostovoy, and we're talking about the conference, the Breast Cancer Prevention Global Virtual Conference. And you can sign up to take part in this conference by going to Natural Doc Radio or drslavin.com, and that way you will have access to 17 leading breast health and cancer prevention experts, and Dr. Slavin will be number 18. That's a very, very good thing. And so, Dr. Slavin, do you want to tell our listeners, give them a teeny glance about what you might be speaking about with regard to this breast cancer prevention conference?
You know, the interview was not scripted, so we covered a lot of topics.
Okay.
And very informative, and I'm sure all the other speakers had great information to pass along to people, too. Because you're not going to hear it anywhere else. You know, you're not going to hear it from mainstream media.
Certainly, you're not going to hear shows sponsored by drug companies, and it seems as though every time you turn on the television or do a Google search on the internet, you find information that's very much sponsored by pharmaceutical, drug companies, chemical companies, and
you think they have any say on what gets played on television or the radio, if they're the background sponsor for all these different things?
I'm going way out on a limb. I'm going to say it was very well scripted what people are going to find when they're doing research or even watching television.
Yeah. I can attest to that as well. You know, I spent this winter a month in Florida on the West Coast. And as someone who doesn't live there, I guess I see certain things that maybe you take for granted. So as I'm driving up and down the highway, I see tons of these billboard ads for personal injury attorneys. Then we have cancer centers of Florida, and then we have funeral parlors and pawn shops. It's sad. It's sad that we have come to live in a wonderful country like yours and mine, and you know, health is completely neglected. You know, I'd like to see a change in that, and I'm just not happy with the way things are going.
Do you have a comment? You know, we talked about as you mentioned earlier, life expectancy in the United States. We actually rank 32nd in the world, and number one for female life expectancy is Japan, but mm-hmm. number one for male life expectancy is San Marino, which is a little country within Italy.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, if you have any comments, why they're living longer over there?
There was a wonderful book. I can't recall the name. I think it was called something to do with longevity. It's true, especially on the island of Okinawa. Both males and females live way in past 100. And not only that, but they're productive. We're not just talking about numbers here. They're productive. They live with their families. I have my own views why Japanese women have 1/7 of the breast cancer incidence of North American women. And again, it's not genetic, because there was a study done and published, a well-known study between the Asian women who live in Shanghai in China versus Asian women who live in San Francisco. So the ones that live in China have 1/10 or 1/7 of incidence of breast cancer, whereas the ones, the same Asian women genetically who live in San Francisco, second or third generation, will have the same incidence of breast cancer as the rest of the American population. So again, that blows that theory that genetics is responsible for everything completely out of the water. It's the environment. It's the food. It's the stress that they subject themselves to. So if we want to promote longevity, I think we definitely need to study this, because when it comes to cultural influences, it's incredible. The same thing that's happening right now, let's say, with diabetes incidents in India, where the Indian population is starting to switch to so-called North American diet, with the same thing with Chinese. As they become more affluent in China, they're starting to switch to North American diet. And the incidence of diabetes, the incidence of cancer, the incidence of cardiovascular disease goes through the roof. So here is a huge, huge, numbers and emphasis on nutrition, that when people stick to their traditional diets, they're definitely way healthier than when they switch to packaged foods, when they switch to processed foods, canned foods, with all sorts of preservatives, and never mind, you know, eating out 5 or 6 times a week is a big no-no, because there's no way someone is going to cook the same thing that you're going to be cooking at home. So I think there is a whole new awareness and a whole new movement that is starting at the same time. Unfortunately, most people are still not aware of that. And that's something that I think we all healthcare professionals need to change.
It's a crucially important aspect of what we do as healthcare professionals to provide the kind of education that will allow people to understand the decisions that they're making that may very well undermine their health, as well as the decisions that they can make to enhance their health and well-being. And when we start to use fresh vegetables, when we no longer equate fruits and vegetables, that's kind of a pet peeve of mine. It should be lots and lots of vegetables, both steamed as well as raw, and a little bit of fruit almost in the category of a treat. The nuts and seeds, and let those nuts and seeds be raw nuts and seeds, and without the over contamination of salt. The salt that you're going to find in the roasted nuts that you find in the grocery store, that heavy, heavy salt contamination to disguise the fact that very possibly the nuts are beginning to be rancid. So raw nuts and seeds, fresh vegetables, raw and cooked, and very high quality sources of protein, organic. And I don't know if any of our listeners have been seeing the head of the Humane Society talking about conditions in factory farms. So when you're choosing your animal source protein, grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, and wild-caught fish. So many different aspects of your daily decision-making adds up to
high quality support to your health, both from an emotional, psychological perspective as well as a physical perspective. Coming up to support your good health, May 15th to the through the 20th is the Breast Cancer Prevention Global Virtual Conference, and you can go to naturaldocradio.com, you can go to drslavin.com, and follow the instructions, sign up to take part in this incredibly informative conference. And to our very special guest, Dr. Alex Mostovoy, thanks so much for joining us and sharing your insight and information with our listeners. And to our listeners here in South Florida and hopefully the ones on the internet around the world, I am very grateful for you tuning in to hear us, and we'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.